Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Soleimani Sono. S-O-U-L-E-Y-M-A-N-E. Soleimani Sono. S-O-N-O. Date of service is 9-16-2022. Date of birth is 2-23-98. Date of accident is 9-29-2021. Mr. Soleimani Sono is a gentleman who was involved in a rear-ending accident when he hit a car in front and he was hit by a car from behind, leading to a three-car accident on 9-29-2021 when he was a Uber driver. It resulted in an injury to the head as well as ringing in the ear, nightmare, disorientation, loss of concentration, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. The MRIs that were subsequently done showed that there was a multi-level disc herniation, C5-6, and C6-7, as well as L3, as well as disc bulging in L4-5 and L5-S1. And interspinous ligament injury to L3-4 and L4-5-L5-S1. The patient has disc bulge at T5 and 6 level also. No fractures. The patient underwent several procedures. He has done lumbar epidural steroid injection times 4, and it brought 50% improvement. He has not done any thoracic or cervical epidural injections so far. He has had 2 interspinous injections on 4/27 and 5/11, bringing in some results. There was an assumption of some sacroiliac joint involvement, which he has not done the injection treatment. Although he reports today, he is 80% better and his pain level is between 5 and 6 only. Most of the pain that is bothering him is in the lower back, which is not radiating to the lower extremities, and he denies any pain in the neck and the middle back anymore, and no involvement of the finger or any other area, no headaches. ADLs are also minimally affected, and they're not significant. In the system review, patient has mild headaches that has improved almost 80% from before, and there is no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, no double vision, ear ringing, fainting, or blackout. Patient denies any confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of focus. He also has no anxiety, depression, panic, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, only lower back pain is complained, no other area of pain, no difficulty walking, and the patient has been able to run his life reasonably well. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that pain is continuously improving and he has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. No substance abuse is reported and compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 132/91, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be the same from previous visit, which is August 12, 2022. Dictation number is 0815-023. Plan is to continue naproxen 500 twice a day, Alavil 50 mg at night, Tramadol ER for pain control, 100 mg at night only. For headaches, I still continue to use it 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN 50 tablets for relief of headaches. Physical therapy will continue 2 times per week still with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise. And the patient has been provided with the MAPS results and he'll continue to remain disabled and house replacement and transportation. The patient was advised about the persisting need for thoracic and cervical epidural injection. However, the patient is not completely forthcoming. and which is fine. The patient doesn't want any surgical consult, and he seems like getting better, and he'll be put back to work soon. He has been advised to continue his chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, acupuncture. Thank you.